This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands more Armenians flee Nagorno-Karabakh as officials in Azerbaijan's war-scarred separatist state raise the death toll from a fuel blast to 20. U.S. President Joe Biden will join the picket line with striking auto workers on an historic trip to the state of Michigan, putting him on a collision course with likely 2024 election rival and former U.S. President Donald Trump, who visits a day later. With a U.S. government shutdown 5 days away, Congress is moving into crisis mode as U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means curtailing federal services for millions of Americans. Speaking Monday, McCarthy deflected.
My whole focus, what's in my mind, what drives me, is the American people. And right now what I see is a border that's wide open, the fentanyl coming across, killing and poisoning 300 Americans every single day. An administration will do nothing about it.
Ukraine's special forces say they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers. VOA's Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is